Happy 75th birthday to the San Antonio Symphony. Despite its age, the strapping, robust symphony has perhaps never looked stronger. Music director Sebastian Lang-Lessig talks about the symphony's first concert 75 years ago.
It was actually June 12th, the concert that Max Reiter did.
Reiter was the symphony's first conductor.
It was actually at the Sunken Gardens at the time, but for various reasons we decided we'd leave it into the Majestic. The program itself is, for the most part of it, a replica of that first concert. We have one of the most famous violinists, Joshua Bell, joining us.
Now, this is the last performance before you leave the Majestic. Is there a certain emotional thing going on with you on that?
Of course it is. I mean, apart from the excitement to move into a new hall, I think it is. It's a hall we like and we love, and it's quite amazing. Every time a new soloist comes to town and sees the Majestic for the first time, he's quite impressed and says, my God, this is incredible. They fall in love with this hall because it has a majestic quality to it. I mean, it's quite extraordinary architecture.
For those of you worrying you'll never see the symphony at the Majestic again, worry not.
It's not going to be a complete farewell to the Majestic. We actually will establish a movie series in the Majestic, which is, of course, very appropriate for 1920s movie theater. So we will go back to the Majestic for a few concerts per season.
The 75th anniversary concerts are this Friday and Saturday nights. We've more at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.